How do you generate love? Well, if you haven't checked out my blog yet, you're going to get a chance to, because I just posted a whole bunch of stuff on there that you need to read. You really need to look at this and think about it. Our opening segment's coming up. So how do you escapade on sex? Or how do you deal with the conversation of sex? Many women and men have faced this a long time ago, and I'm about to bust your bubble about the birds and the bees. Because I've not seen one bird try to hump a bee and get the bee pregnant. Or seen one bird get humped by a bee to get pregnant. And if my psychology is right, that terminology could be found as a foul move. Distinctly stating sex or not stating enough about it could be considered misinformation. The true acronym you should be very impaled to is the walking stick that you put inside the woman. Men don't really like that term, but it is a submarine, and it does get her pregnant because the semen just float right out of it into her. And so telling the truth is better than telling a lie. But are you aware that there's another lie put out by not just men, but women too? And that is that they never feel complete by any man when all they're doing is trying to satisfy themselves. That's one new study found in a medical journal that talks about men needing to satisfy their urge before they satisfy their woman's urge. So I have to ask, where do people come up with this information, and how true is it? Well, I had a chance to look it up, and I found out that it's quite true. Men do not successfully satisfy their woman, so therefore their woman is left to play with sex toys or toys that she finds online to please her. And to me, yeah, I'd have a lot of issues with that, because you're painting a scenario where you're not happy in your relationship. More coming up after this. So what's on full display when a man and a woman get together? Well, if their two bodies are in sync, each of them know what each other like. But sometimes the man only focuses on his personal self. So I have to question that, and I have to question the morals of that man, because he should be there not just to please himself, but to also please his woman. And doesn't it seem very strange that a UK sex doctor would come up with this study and say that only men are out to pleasure themselves and not their better half? That is what shocks me more than anything. And I don't really want kids, but I still do my best to pleasure the woman in my life. And even if that meant taking it a step further to make her happy, to make sure she is happy, then that's what you should do. Because there's a study out there that says women are meant for sex. So you should not be afraid to make love to her in a very romantic and very pleasurable fashion. Thank you. So are you missing out on Friday Night SmackDown? Have you not gotten used to it being on Fox? Or how about tomorrow night on Backstage Pass? What is going on? Well, we have it all right here for you, because there's a three-way war going on between Monday Night Raw, NXT, and Friday Night SmackDown. Now, I think Friday Night SmackDown has definitely gotten to be the A number one show, I would have to say, because Braun Strowman and Tyson Fury are the newest to join as a tag team. That and so much more coming up on WWE After the Bell. So, Braun Strowman, Tyson Fury, last Friday from the UK, teamed up to be a tag team. Now, I know that Braun Strowman has another big boxing showcase match set already, so I don't know how that tag team's going to work. But I do know this, Monday Night Raw, NXT, and Friday Night SmackDown are both in a ratings war as they approach, a week from this Sunday, Survivor Series. All three of the women who hold titles will be competing in a triple threat match, which will decide brand supremacy. So the bragging rights will be on the line for these women. And this is After the Bell Report with Brandon. And you hear it here first. Coming up, my final thoughts as we close out this week's podcast with my final thoughts and a status on some future plans coming out of my head. I got a lot of plans, but I got a very little amount of time, so we're going to try and make the best of it coming up next. Welcome to my final thoughts, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to ring right through this, so my first thought. With WWE going into a three-brand war over the television ratings, we need to see what brands have to offer. For Raw, it's about being the number one flagship show of the WWE, and yet I find that SmackDown's picked that up. That's my first thought. Next, on to thought number two. This week, I took a chance and looked up what true romantic pleasures is. One, I cannot find a true romantic saga that mounts the all-enticing theory of love, and that is the truth. Women just have a lot of appetite for a good night in bed. And if they feel comfortable, that means that they love you. And if they snuggle up and fall asleep immediately afterwards, just like you, that means they really care about you. This is my final thoughts. And my closing thought is that WWE and all these subjects I'm putting together are going to be great for sponsorship, which I have in the works right now and will be complete by this Friday. So stay tuned for more, and thank you for joining me on this edition of My Final Thoughts with the Bell Report.